It's a fried rice Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting Merry Christmas. 8 days of nights and Christmas, Halloween, Fried Rice Podcast, spectacular. We're all over the goddamn place today. And today we are talking about a very special movie. It's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is night something of the eight crazy nights of Christmas. Hope we're not offending any Jewish people out there by using the whole eight nights thing. I've thought about that the other day, and that's definitely like a Hanukkah-specific thing, and we're using it just for Christmas. But really, this is just, well, we didn't pick any other movies besides Christmas movies, so it's not a holiday representation, but we are ending with a Hanukkah movie. Doesn't matter. With me, as always, is he lives 3 hours away, spent the night tonight, and still, it's Austin had to drive 5 minutes to be here, Farrell.
Hi.
No, check me out on...
Check me out on sadness.com.
Still upset about last night.
Yeah, well, I guess we can...
No, we're not going to.
Other episodes.
We can use this.
Even though this releases several months from now, I'm still going to be feeling myself.
Okay, well...
When this comes out.
Just
don't... I want to... No, no.
Okay, all right,
no,
fine.
Moving on.
With us, as always, it's Michael. He looks like if Santa Claus was on vacation and just kind of... You know, it's just in Christmas in June, sort of, is what your vibe is.
Ho, 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 let's have a luau.
Larson. And with us, as always, it is Brennan. All I want for Christmas is my two front Brennans. My two front Brennans. My two front Brennans. I think, is that how that goes? Oh, no. How about, last night I saw Santa Claus kissing Brennan. Shipley up to Boston.
That's right. Santa loved it.
Could have just said Brennan got run over by a
reindeer. And I'm Andy Rice. This is Fried Rice Podcast. Let's get fried. All right, everybody. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, starring Jim Carrey. We're doing the Jim Carrey version. And,
This is my kid's favorite version of the Grinch, I believe.
Is it really?
They like this one, and they really like the Illumination animation.
Got it, the Benedict Cumberbatch one.
My granddaughter loves the Illumination one, and she hated this.
I love Tyler, the Creator's rendition of the Grinch. It's a great version of the song.
Yeah, I don't like when the Grinch sings the song himself, because it's a little too self-referential for the Grinch himself to be like, "You're a mean. I'm a mean one, Mr. Grinch." Like, what does that even mean?
Well, I mean, he's a crazy person, played by a crazy person.
I don't think he
plays it so well.
I don't think Grinch is crazy. Not if you consider the actions and what the Whovilles do. If anything, the Whovilles.
No,
the
it's a reaction. That's my problem with this movie, actually.
But the Whoville residents, I think, are the crazy ones. They're the ones that literally. At every hour leading up to Christmas, an alarm goes off.
They're
they lose
not as
their
bad.
Fucking minds.
They're not as bad as those people from that one episode. You showed us that 20 minutes of claymation in the middle of an episode where the people give each other, they use ice as money, and then it melts, and then they just start over. They just live in their own little world. The Whovilles are a little bit better than that.
Actually, ice money makes sense. Ice money. The fact that
now you're crazy. Now you're crazy.
In Jack Frost, 1979's Jack Frost. The ice money economy is actually pretty robust for about 3 months out of the year.
The polar ice caps are melting, Andy. It's not. There's gold in them there, Hills.
My first note is I looked at the you got to admit, set design, the world that he built. Is so Dr. Seuss, it's so the Grinch, it's so everything. He nailed it, Ron Howard, who directed this. They killed it. It looks like a winter wonderland. The Grinch looks great. The Whovilles, I'm going to call them the Whovilles, but that's not what they're called. The Whoians, the Whos. The Whos, that makes sense, yeah.
I call them the Whovilles, and yeah. I just let you do it.
The Whovillians is what I've been trying to say, but like, yeah. So the Whos. Are also very cool looking. So, like, my first note was even the clouds are Seussified in this opening shot. You look up and the clouds look all twisty and turvy, which is turning. What the fuck? Oh, yeah, it's okay. You can keep it plugged in. I did have, for future reference, if you use the gray one, that one's not plugged in it, into the computer. But now I am cloning your phone.
This is great podcasting.
Sorry. All right, so let's address the casual murder of the, wait, oh, the, what is it? Sucking that guy up into the tuba. So we see a band walking through like a parade, and this guy has a tuba, and a little who pops out of the tuba and starts playing his little thing, and the guy sees him and he gets pissed and he just starts sucking on his tuba so hard that this guy gets fucking murdered and sucked into a tuba and murdered. It's weird that they sort of have a Zootopia vibe in this place. There's big who's and extremely tiny who's living simultaneously next to each other. You see like the little cars, they have like weird traffic patterns that just work. What are you holding on to over there? I see
I'm
your face.
Everything. I'm holding on to everything, Andy.
No, as we go, what
it's not about specific parts of the movie. It's about the feeling of the movie. It's not about the specific parts. The reason I didn't like it has nothing to do with this little part here, this little part here. I mean, there's some specific things, yeah, if you want to talk to sexualizing children, that's one of them that I didn't much care for.
Explain that, because I know that there's some adult situations that I wrote down as well, but what child is sexualized?
Not so much the children, the mom.
Yeah, the flashback.
The flashbacks.
Oh,
the...
that is what I pointed out. So yeah. That was a big note that I had, yeah. Which was...
the movie's too much. It's
looks
kind of
just
a lot
like
of
your boss, is what he says. When we're getting the definition of how who's are born, I guess, they're delivered via stock, sort of, even though it's like a basket with an umbrella, and they land on the thing. So when...
I feel like that was more of a, like, they got the wrong baby delivered versus a cheating joke.
I think it was a cheating joke.
It delivered by storks.
Literally followed 30 seconds later by a bunch of who's tossing keys into a bowl at a key party.
Yeah.
So.
Literally talking about his ass, I don't know, 72 times in this movie.
And there's a lot of, but I guess that's more fart ass humor than it is.
Some of it, except for the one, I want to say MILF, but I don't really know what to say other than that.
How about the part where there's
the mayor's wife?
Yeah, the mayor's wife, yeah.
Shoving pudding into his mouth, and then one guy's like, that wasn't pudding, and he eats it, and he goes, well, what was it?
There's so much of it that's not a kid's movie. There's so much of this.
I don't remember any of this. I remember a hot mom.
Yeah. There's a lot of inappropriate in the movie, that's all.
Okay, so Whoville looks like a nightmare hellscape was my third note. Every fucking minute they freak out because it's getting closer to Christmas. Like, I think it was every minute, not every hour. It was like literally the clock struck another minute. One more minute closer to Christmas! And everyone just amps up their energy to buy more shit.
Exactly what I said about that to start with is, even kids' movies should have some semblance of logic and restraint, and this movie has no restraint.
Now you
in
know how
any way.
You know how I am. I am a stickler for the rules that a movie sets up. I'm okay if a movie
sets up insanity. Right,
if a movie tells me off the bat, if it just goes like, "Hey, in this world, you know, there's tiny little people that can drive around in cars, and there's regular sized who's right." Like, I get it. I don't question that for one bit. I don't even question that the Grinch is a green furry thing as opposed to just a regular who. I'm assuming he's some neighboring species that got mixed up in the because you've seen their mail system. Right. It's fucked. And
and you see the who's bullying him a lot?
I'm
curious about, how recently have you guys watched Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat?
Oh God! I don't think I ever watched it.
Yeah, 25 years ago.
That one is much worse than this movie. That movie is the reason that they never made another live-action Dr. Seuss movie.
But let me say this: this was almost going
to
be my.
It had nothing to do with the racism, does it?
Yeah, not that the racism. It was more of the sexual innuendos and like things like that.
I heard about that. I've seen clips.
It was super heavy on it.
I also think it's one of the worst movies ever made, just because of the.
Well, there was a lot of things that happened throughout it as well. Plus, Mike Myers was kind of a dick. And, like, he ad-libbed a lot, like Jim Carrey ad-libbed a lot. And this one, the difference is Jim Carrey is a lot better at ad-libbing than Mike Myers.
Well,
Mike Myers is great, but he wasn't good at dumbing it down for kids.
If we're talking kid friendly,
kids, right?
His ad libbing was more of like sexual innuendos for the adults to get, which is funny for the adults, but at the same time, it's like you watch it and you're like, holy fuck, this has been in this movie my whole life. Like
Austin Powers,
like, that's crazy. Yeah, Austin Powers. Here. Yeah.
Did you like that there was a movie named Austin Powers being on Austin?
No, I every day, Andy, every fucking day, and with the last name Farrell, mm-hmm. I got. Both ends of my name just got constant. Will Ferrell, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I didn't.
Austin know. Powers, Austin, Texas, Austin from Boston. No, no.
At least those are all cool things.
Yeah. It gets annoying.
I bet.
I'll sum it up in like I wrote one paragraph. I want to go just through a paragraph that I'm gonna actually read because it's hard to get my thoughts out about this movie because they're so like. Almost angry that I showed it to my child. The film's biggest sin is its complete disregard for Dr. Seuss. This is not anything like the Dr. Seuss stories, books, other movies, whatever. It's loud, overblown, throws everything in but the kitchen sink, slapstick humor, fart jokes, pop culture references, and a bizarre subplot about the Grinch's childhood trauma. It's like they took a perfectly good children's book, injected it with a gallon of Red Bull, took that story, force-fed it steroids and crystal meth, and set it loose in a tinsel factory. It's like a fever dream. Ass jokes constantly, a MILF who wants to screw the Grinch, bullying and all manners of BS spread throughout, including shaming Cindy Lou, which by itself is the worst part of this movie.
They shamed her?
They shamed the hell out of her when she first brought the Grinch. The whole town did.
Fucking
none
bitch.
Of that is in the story. None of that's in the other
movies. Why'd you bring this fucking white green
none
trash?
Of this.
Well, I will say this. The original How the Grinch Stole Christmas animated special. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
The original story. It's for children. It's very,
yeah,
very
but they
small.
They filled it with this crap. That's my problem.
Yeah. Like,
it's no longer the story.
I guess the what would you want them to do? Would you want saccharine sweet over the top Christmassy for children vibes that we would get with a Peanuts movie?
I want Jack
movie?
Frost. I want the feeling I got when I watched Jack Frost.
No, but I get it. But like, you have
chasing that high,
chasing that Jack Frost.
Wait till we get the jingle all the way. You'll be all right.
Yeah. That's pretty saccharine.
This particular movie. Yeah, but it's Christmas. It's not. I understand. If this was a Halloween movie, whatever. If this was a July 4th movie, whatever. It's a Christmas movie, and they made it into something completely. That it's not.
No,
a lot of adult themes now.
That the story is not.
So I would disagree that it. Okay, I agree that I don't think Seuss's original intent when he wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas was to fucking get angry at capitalism and stuff. But I do. I kind of like that Ron Howard took the opportunity to take such a classic Christmas story, and if you really pay attention. To the first half hour, 45 minutes of this, it is Christmas is a commercial, awful, spend all your fucking money, disaster of a holiday. What are we fucking doing with our time? It's just people rushing around to buy each other shit that we don't need. It all ends up in the dump. Like, it's fucking bullshit. But then I like that he the second half is him being like, well, you really, Christmas, if the spirit of it is just to be with family, right? Like, that is what it is. You don't need it.
This is why it didn't get an F or a W from me.
Because
okay?
It picks it up in the
because
last part.
Because it does. It says, despite this overload and the ham-fisted attempts, I didn't completely hate it.
There's moments to like.
There's moments to like. Carrey's performance is amazing.
Yeah.
There's no
Jim
doubt.
Carrey's
you can't
great.
Say anything about Jim Carrey being
I think
bad in this.
They gave him, and I'm going to say the same, this might be a hot take, but they gave him a little bit too much free reign, just like they gave Robin Williams too much free reign as the genie in the first Aladdin. Because here's the thing. Aladdin, unless the genie is a time traveler, well, someone needs to do some silencing on their stuff. I won't point out who, but maybe the one dinging.
Yeah, Mike. What the fuck,
and, dude, someone's going to do a super cut of me just nitpicking all of you being like
oh, it's bound to happen.
Yeah,
it is bound
to
happen.
And then we'll go back to the one 2 weeks ago where his phone did.
Yeah, it's going to be like Turkey Tom or Patrick CC. They're just going to cut. Andy Rice is a narcissistic control freak.
Yeah, we'll do the other cut of the dryer,
the
alarm.
It's just going to be 20 minutes of... Oh, I wish it had gone off right then.
If you had timed it perfectly.
You may all know Andy as the fun-loving stoner that loves to talk about movies, but there's a darker side, and it does like a lightning flash, and it like makes a picture of your face go negative and normal, negative and normal.
If anyone out there is thinking I'm a fun-loving stoner, they're not listening to this. I'm the most tightly wound, narcissistic, God complex. I hate myself. There's so much going. Don't, like, there's nothing fun-loving over here.
I stayed the night here, and he said, stay in that room and don't come out.
I said, no, I'll tell you. I was like, hey, Austin.
He basically kidnapped
me. I'm going to need you to stay in that room and not come out until the podcast starts around 12.
And I got up in the morning. Yeah. I like wrapped everything up, killed and then Randy. I just kind of stood in different parts of the room until 11:30.
After hanging Randy in the closet.
That's great.
I tell my wife stuff like that, and she goes, can you imagine Andy without weed?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a reason I smoke so much of it. If I had to just sit alone with my thoughts that aren't dumbed down, like if I have to sit here and my thoughts have free unmedicated reign over my brain, it gets too much. I get self-destructive.
If you made all the weed in the world disappeared, all the seeds, all the plants, everything, Andy would just start smoking things in his spice cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah. I would
we're going to review smoking cumin.
If weed went away.
Cumin's kind of funny. Is it cumin?
Cumin.
Just a tangent about cumin.
Would be cumin, cumin.
Children's Christmas show.
I like Whitney Cummings.
There it is. You're so close, Brennan. It has a nice ending to it. It's a straight up like fuck Christmas for the first 45 minutes. If you like Christmas, don't watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas, because it's really how Ron Howard stole Christmas from me a little bit right now.
Right.
As a kid, you don't see it. As an adult, those shops, when they're just shoving money into the cash register without any change, without any regard for what they're buying, the guy's like, no, it's like your change, man. People don't care. They're just like, this is what I'm supposed to do at Christmas. Walk into department store where there's someone needs, slap, just toss money down and give it to him, and it's all going to get thrown away.
Let me tell you the title of my review, How the Grinch Stole Christmas and My Will to Live.
Wow.
This is a weird fact. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it was one of those like fake bot posts on Facebook, but I think the girl from this, when the Grinch was a kid, whoever that chick is, she grows up to be the hot mom. The actress that plays that girl is now like the singer of a metal band.
Yeah,
now?
It's like
that was Cindy Lou Who, isn't it?
Cindy Lou Who
is Taylor Momsen,
and she was on Gossip Girl, and then now she's in a band.
Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, yeah, Pretty Reckless is the band. Yeah,
fairly popular.
Any good?
They're good. Yeah, they're good.
I haven't heard them.
Yeah. She looks pretty.
Yeah, she is. She's
pretty.
It's
true that your phones listen to you, because we've been talking about the Grinch, and now I'm getting all these weird posts about the Grinch. Like, did you know she's in a metal band? I'm like,
that just popped up organically
this morning,
right now?
Last night or this morning. I don't remember.
It's definitely Facebook's listening. 100%.
Yeah. I woke up and had to stay in the room I was in. So I just watched the Buffy movie that we reviewed all those months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you.
But we'll get to that. Don't worry. It's creeping up, Andy. It's creeping.
Oh, about Buffy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we already reviewed it months ago. You fucks.
It's already out.
So,
I can't believe Mike gave it a W.
W minus. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's weird how I negated it.
Andy almost
one of the Who's.
Right after you said you're a stickler for the rules. Not on my own show, though.
So the Grinch comes down and he does his like sneaky shit in the beginning, and he burps in a guy's face with so much toxicity that the guy falls to the ground. And then immediately somebody on a bicycle runs over him. Casual, like, doesn't give a fuck
doesn't
that they
care.
Just ran over another Who. That's how driven they are for Christmas. A guy gets sucked into a tuba, they don't care. They just need to buy stuff.
I think it's just more to show the stupidity level. Like, I think it's because they just blatantly, shun the Grinch because he's different.
Is it that mentality like Simpsons, like all the adults are stupid and all the kids are smart?
Kinda. I think it's supposed to be like. I think it's just like, yeah, they're all just blinded by their false sense of Christmas joy. You know.
What do you guys think the Who's do throughout the year
get ready for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's the Grinch Halloween, which is another 20-30 minute animated thing where it's Grinch and Halloween, which I've watched once and I vaguely remember. But there's shit going on in Whoville that's not Christmas. Like
every holiday is just a big spectacle, yeah. Maybe.
Oh man, could you imagine? Like every holiday. So like Arbor Day, they lose their fucking minds, and like Tax Day,
Boxing Day, whatever the fuck that is.
Labor Day,
they beat the shit out of people on Boxing Day.
Yeah. They don't understand that it's
what is Boxing Day?
It's where you. It's presents, I think. More presents.
Isn't that where you return the presents
or
you don't want?
Presents?
This whole time, I thought it was like, it's around Christmas, right? Boxing Day.
It's the day after. Yeah.
So I figured it was all the presents and boxes. I thought it's like a big recycling
day.
Box
that shit back up.
Maybe throw away the boxes. I mean, yeah. I've got three people that aren't the main host. Someone could probably look it up. but I don't like Cindy Lou Who's song. I think it's Christmas, whatever she's singing. I forgot what it was. Oh,
it's stuck in your head though.
What is it though? It's the Mariah, because there's a Mariah Carey version, isn't there? Or whoever sings the real one at the end.
Oh, I don't remember who.
Well, what's the song? How's it go? What's the lyric?
Well, it's like a made up song. It's like the you had it going.
Oh, Boxing Day used to be a day where you give presents to the less fortunate, and now it's just become. A day for people to shop for deals. It's just fuck them kids. Let's go get some good deals on shit.
It is. It's like black. It's a new Black Friday.
I think that's why it was Boxing Day, though. If I remember the lore from like when they taught us when we were children, is that you boxed up the things you had extra after Christmas and gave them away to poor people.
Gave away the shit you didn't want to
kinda,
the last fortune.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Now it's just Cyber Monday.
It's a canned food drive.
Yeah, it's Goodwill. Yeah. Well, Goodwill charges, though.
Here's a bunch of fucking green beans in a can and you know, all the shit we don't want.
You know what? When I go to canned food drives, I typically try to bring good stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Like, I try to.
Adult,
like,
yeah.
I almost always go buy stuff.
Because I think John Oliver might have done, on Last Week Tonight, he might have done a segment where he talked about food drives and how I think if you bring the shit that no one likes, it just goes to waste. Yeah. And it's like a work for those people. That doesn't need to be there. Like it's worse for you to do that than to not give anything. You're better off not giving anything than to go and give them shit they don't need.
Yeah.
So, So when we see the Grinch enjoying being alone at his giant dump palace, I vibed with him for a little bit. I was like, I love this. He's just him and his dog. Cool. Like he's got a well trained dog, super smart, basically sentient enough to be a friend. And I know. How I feel about sentient animals. Max is the only one I think that slips under I'm gonna kill them for being too sentient.
Talk.
You know what I mean? What?
Because he doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk. Yeah. And the only traits you've seen from him is the willingness to do evil, but with a limit.
Yeah.
Which I like. I'm okay with anyone having a limit. If you're willing to do evil, fine, do evil. But there has to be that you can't pass that limit. You can't go into like
murder
is what I'm
saying. Even if your boss tells you to, if you're the henchman.
And I know you're thinking Max is a henchman.
Yeah.
Max is not a henchman. Max is a life partner. Like, I'm not saying gay or.
What are you doing with these dogs?
No, I'm not.
What?
I'm saying like it's your best friend. Like you're like your Jay and Silent Bob, like your life partner. I think when you have a dog, you just consider it to be like your homie. It's just part of you, sort of, right? And I think that's the same with Max. So it's not like it's his henchman or his slave or his or works for him. I know he makes him work for him.
His companion.
He's a selfish guy. Yeah, Grinch is a bad guy, but Max is so loving that he's willing to do the work for his best friend. You know what I mean? He's also a dog. He doesn't know any better. So he's a fucking stupid dog, but he's super cute and I love him. So he's the only one I won't kill for being sentient. I hated that it looks like your boss. I hate that line when the store comes down. I know you're saying, oh, it looks like they mixed up the babies. No, I think she cheated on him and I don't like it. She cheated on him at a fucking key party, which is swingers. Just pick up a key. You go home with that person and then you fuck. That's what the Who's are doing.
Yeah,
that's what they're
great,
doing when it's not Christmas.
Kids movie materials, right?
Yeah.
I just assumed it was because they were drinking and nobody's driving home. Like, everybody's staying here. They're doing their business there.
That's not what a key. You don't need to. I don't. That's not what a key party is. I don't think a key party is you show up and everyone's planning to get so fucking shit faced that you put your keys in a bowl to make sure. Because think about that. At the end of the night,
have you been to a key party, Andy? You know a lot about it.
Well, I know someone who has been to one, and that is what it is, though. You throw your. What they do is they take the keys out, and that's who you go home with.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
You pick up a key, and that's who you're fucking tonight.
Fucking no, Hoville, you. Dude.
Hoville. Hell yeah.
They just be. I mean, that explains the creation of the Grinch. He's just a little bastard child.
Yeah. From who? From what?
Nobody knows. Some gringo.
Wait, it does. It explains all of Whoville, kind of.
Well, we haven't gotten to Grinch origin. I mean, we have a how he got here.
They all do kind of have Downsy faces.
Yeah, they're kind of all, like, kind of messed up.
Well, okay.
I mean, there's a guy that's, like, tiny.
Little inbreeding going on.
Wait, they look like, Seuss people. All Seuss people kind of look like Who's a little bit,
maybe,
don't they?
Maybe Whoville is just a, like, his, Dr. Seuss's George Orwell, 1984.
This is Dr. Monroe's, what's that, the island of Dr. Monroe where they're making freak
Dr.
monsters.
Murray,
it's just
yeah.
this Moreau. Little Dr. secluded Moreau. Christmas village in Antarctica. Actually, if this existed in our world, hear me out. Just think of, like, there's a small secluded place in Antarctica where they've just been breeding selectively these people and telling them that just Christmas is their number one function as a society. And, like, all it is just Whoville inbreeding where we get that nose or whatever. They introduce a chaotic element, you know, the Grinch, right? But the only reason I think this is even possible is, like, their mailman is wearing an oddly U.S. Postal Service outfit. Their cars look like very much cars that were built by human beings. They have TVs. They have, like, everything they have is just a different version of what we have.
You're forgetting one tiny detail.
Probably a lot.
It fits on the head of a pin.
What is that?
Whoville.
Yeah, they're tiny.
They're
really
tiny.
Small.
Yeah, they live in a
microscopic.
Snowflake.
Microscopic.
Who?
The Who's.
All of Whoville is in a snowflake.
Maybe this adds to your simulation theory, Andy.
It's like the entire thing is in a snowflake.
We're all just living in a snowflake.
I mean, I like that. But wait, hold on. That snowflake in the beginning wasn't just a...
No, don't they zoom in on it? It tells the story. It actually literally is the opening of the movie.
Yeah. Every time, every iteration of how the Grinch stole Christmas.
You
got to
stop watching things
no,
at five speed.
I didn't watch
it
at five speed.
Literally says it out loud.
That whole thing just went by like, and he's like, okay, yeah.
I've watched the Grinch and multiple versions of it a lot over the years.
Where do you think Whoville is?
Antarctica, near where the thing is. Just the thing is a research station. Watching this tiny little...
Many of Dr. Seuss's, like, creations and his creatures are microscopic creatures.
Living...
So where's Cat in the Hat take place? Just San Bernardino. Well, where else?
Well, but that's the thing.
That one does feel like normal
that
reality,
That feels like
though.
It's
that
a cat going into our
this
world.
This one literally tells you at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat's kind of like a whole world that's like Sean's house from SLC Punk.
Yeah.
His mom with the crazy clothes.
Yeah. The kids are on acid the whole time.
Well, this changes things.
Would you take it in a drop?
Yeah. One tab, two tab.
Oh, no, look
three
out.
Tab,
there is
four.
A cop.
Maybe Andy was on acid when he watched this.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Shit. Something.
Yes, it's the terrifying. Whole thing takes
place. You gotta stop smoking that cumin,
dude. In a microscopic world.
You gotta stop smoking that shit.
All right, well, I didn't know. Does
that change your opinion of the movie at all?
I mean, a little bit, because once that snowflake melts,
when it
gone.
Hits the ground,
their
is what
entire
I always
world gets destroyed. Does microscopicness? Because if we're going microscopic, do they exist on a molecule of H2O that's frozen?
Yeah, their entire it turns into water world.
Yeah, so it's like if it melts...
So the Grinch becomes Kevin Costner because he's an evolved...
It's just the next movie just opens with him pissing into a fucking... into a machine that turns it into...
Waterworld.
His Waterworld, it wouldn't turn it into drinkable water. It would turn it into something worse.
Sprite.
He'd piss into a bucket of worse stuff and then drink it, you know? Like, that'd be fun, Waterworld Grinch. So...
believe you didn't know this all the time.
I can't wait till AI gets to, like, make a movie for you. So you're like, it's okay, so, like, Waterworld, but it's the Grinch.
Yeah, we're so close. We're getting so close to that. I've seen a lot more now online of, like here's Final Fantasy VIII, or here's that 70s show that takes place in 2000s. And let's just, all it is the AI just giving you these fucking weird looking, like, things, but they're getting better and better and better every time. And now, and you did say, so if the Whos exist as on a microscopic level on top of a snowflake, like, literally we could exist on a microscopic level on top of a, like, whatever, right? You know, so
we,
like,
basically do.
Yeah, it's like Men in Black when it's at the end, the aliens are playing marbles with the galaxies.
I mean, there's heavenly bodies bigger than our entire galaxy.
Well, yeah, look at what Carl Sagan. That's basically what Carl Sagan said when they did the zoom out from the Earth, and you go from the Earth and up past the sun and past everything, then we are microscopic.
Carl Sagan fucking rules.
Yeah.
I went to the Kennedy Space Center a long time ago, and they just had Carl Sagan quotes everywhere, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Saw a piece of the Challenger. What are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing here? And then so he says at some point he's making a list. He goes, 3 p.m. solve world hunger. Don't tell anyone about that. So I was like, okay, so that's super selfless of him to try to solve world hunger. And the fact, the one thing you know about the Grinch, the one thing you know about him is he is a Grinch of his word. He will do what he sets out to do. He says, I want to terrorize the Whos. He terrorizes them. He gets away with it. He says, I want to steal Christmas. He literally manufactures a fucking super sled, or like a super sleigh. He does everything. He steals Christmas.
But you still have to remember what he said. Solve world hunger and don't tell anyone.
Of course not. He has a reputation to maintain. He's the Grinch. Yeah. You can't have, like,
But the world is also a snowflake, so it's
just
the
Whos. And it didn't look like anyone was...
That's where the world ends to them, I guess.
Yeah. Also, they have no God, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, so there's world hunger?
There's who rape?
Yeah, there's like... No, but that's the thing. Like, the Grinch is trying to solve world hunger.
Homicide?
There is suicide. Steve committed suicide last night in his apartment.
I don't think we could ever review a kid's movie and keep it kids friendly.
No, I don't think so.
No, you look at our RSS, every episode says explicit.
Just right now, I'm just,
Jack Frost, explicit.
We've blown Andy's mind at this point. We've totally taken his childhood away. And
I know.
What is the cutest little just family, like, G-rated movie?
It was Jack Frost. Explicit. And we fucked it up. It was Jack Frost and we ruined it. Man, I can't stop thinking about Steve, like, with a belt around his neck in the closet.
No, it's tinsel.
Committing
he's
suicide.
Tinsel.
He's using tinsel. He's got a candy cane up his ass. And he's just fucking choked to death. And they call it suicide.
Can you make Grock do that? Make Grock.
His son walks in, sees it, and now we get that movie, The World's...
You should make that
dies.
The background for this episode.
Just a who?
Hanging.
Pulling a Carradine in the back. Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Hooved Carradine.
Oh my God. Let's talk about that casual murder of the yodeling guy. Just a yodeling guy on the side of the mountain.
Andy, I got that whole last thing that when you were saying, what do we talk about on the podcast that I could use as a joke? That was it.
Okay.
Just the existential crisis of Hoop, of the Whovilles.
It's me losing my fucking mind. That tonight at my show, I'm going to talk about the Whovilles a little bit. I found out that they're microscopic. Yeah.
Like, this guy's crazy. He's talking about Whos in fucking October.
Oh, don't.
That last part about the Who hanging himself with tinsel, jerking off with a candy cane in his ass.
Steve committed suicide last night in his apartment.
Yes, he committed suicide.
Thing one, committed suicide.
Dude, I wonder if they have, like, a history books with, like, Hootler, Adolf Hootler.
Adolf Hootler. Okay, I can't forget that.
You're welcome.
if I don't say Adolf Hitler tonight, I haven't done my job as a human.
Most of the Who's, they have a little bit of their DNA that's attributed to Kublai Khan. Going around murdering and raping.
God.
Oh. Great. All right, we're good. Steve, Adolf Hitler. Steve committed suicide last night. All right, thank you.
That was great.
But he does kill a yodeling guy, and he takes his clothing. We never see that yodeling guy again.
Oh yeah.
So the Grinch did commit murder, but it's okay if he solves world hunger. I'm
homicide.
Okay.
He committed homicide
and doesn't tell anyone.
Yes.
If which it leads an interesting point. If someone came out to the world and said, like, "Hey, this is the solution to, like, this cures cancer. I have it. It's right here." And it's like, no, it's not. He's not.
Exactly.
No, no, no.
You're dead.
Hold exactly. on. He's not near anyone. So he's. Okay. This is like a pre-recorded thing that he sends out to news channels. Okay. So like, he's not live. You can't find him. No one knows where he is or who he is. He's wearing a mask and shit, right?
Okay. Wherever,
like,
the info is, whatever server that's on, whatever it is, they're going to nuke it. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They don't want to cure cancer.
Yeah, they would rather treat it.
Okay. You guys, I mean, yeah, I love that you're taking apart my hypothetical. That's a very Andy move. But let me fucking finish. If someone came out and said, "I have the cure to cancer," or whatever, vital information, would you be okay if they said, "My only thing that I want to do is go on one rampage. I want one automatic rifle. I'm going to go to one public place."
The guy who played Krampus? Rampage?
So, yeah, sort of like that, yeah. And I want to go and I want to shoot up a bunch of people until I run out of ammunition and I don't want to get in any trouble, and I will give you the cure to cancer. Would you, as a society, be okay with those terms?
So the movie Postal, almost.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah, but mine, right, has, mine has moral implications. That's just a crazy guy. Mass shootings happen.
Yeah, but at the
I'm
end, they
talking about
let
a
go.
Sanction.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Choose your words carefully, because now the government's listening.
I'm just talking about like a sanctioned bad thing for him to do. Like,
can you choose where they go?
What?
Can you choose where they go?
No, I would say, like, he's basically asking for, let's not even say mass shooting, just, he's like, I want one atrocity and I will cure cancer. It's like, you give me, and he can choose the atrocity at will. Like, he can do whatever it is that, like, and it's going to be bad. Like, it's going to be, and I say mass shooting because it's about as bad as I can think.
I'd say a nuke dropped on New York. To solve overpopulation.
Well, that's just
kind of
okay,
does it.
Now the government's listening to you actively coming up
like
with
plans. Like, I can get a fucking nuke.
I hope
if
they
I
read
can
sarcasm, because you just said, like, I can get a fucking nuke. And that sounds like you can get one.
If I could get one, we're fucked.
Yeah. It's probably easier than you think. It's honestly, you probably just got to work your way up, make friends with the... You find the worst people in your town that sell the hard drugs. You make friends with them, and then you find out who supplies their drugs, and eventually you're connected to terrorists, because the terrorists run the drug cartels from Mexico upwards and also from Middle Eastern countries. You find those guys, and then if you're charismatic enough and you're not like a spy for the government, I'm sure you can then go find people with dirty nukes. Now, smuggling into the country, actually knowing what you're doing and setting it off and stuff, that's a whole separate thing.
Well, Carlos Mencia had a really good bit about that. It's like all the people coming over the border. Like, as soon as terrorists come over the border and blow something up, they'll establish a military. Nobody's getting across. So anyone crossing the border is going to be like, "Oh, officer, they're not speaking Spanish."
Oh, like, wait, what do you mean? What's the last part?
They're going to tell on them if they see terrorists crossing the border.
Tune in next week when we do Heidi and Auschwitz together.
Heidi?
Heidi.
That was I get what you're going with, but what an obscure fucking movie. And I think, didn't that have to do with Nazis at some point?
Yes, that was the whole reason they tied together.
Wait.
You're tying this shit into the
bridge.
No, but you
tied,
like,
two things that had to do with each other together. You should have picked, like,
Mary,
like,
Poppins,
or
something.
Like the Berenstain Bears and the Rwanda massacre or something. Genocide. That would have been...
You went straight to Who Switch, dude.
But anyway, yeah, that's how I would think you could find yourself a nuke if you needed to. It's a lot of work. I don't think it's worth it. I mean,
And the answer is no to your question that started this.
I feel like once I got to, if I did all of that, this weird infiltrator Bryan Cranston movie you're talking about, I feel like as soon as I got to the nuke, I'd be like, nah, I don't need it. I got this far. That was a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
Gonna go back home, write a book about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like Bert Kreischer with the machine. He basically kind of had a brush with terrorists. I don't know if this was legit or not, but there's this guy that when I used to work at a Pizza Hut when I was a teenager, this guy used to walk in all the time, and he had vibes of like mafia. I never questioned it, never thought of it, but he had the New York accent or whatever. And then one day he's like, hey, you're a good kid. I want you to work for me. And I was like, well, what do you do? Because I was just like, what business do you have? Do you run a restaurant? It was construction.
Waste,
he said construction.
Waste management.
Waste management.
Yeah, he said construction. And I think not so subtly, he basically told me it was mafia related or mob related. And
We take care of things.
I said I'd think about it. And I went home and I talked to my dad. And I was like, So,
Dad, you think I should join the mob? Is that how that conversation goes?
Sort of, yeah. But the thing is that my dad and I, we had a frank conversation because I was like, listen, we're just, our family's middle of the road here. Why not get connected? Like, I don't know if I'd have to do any violent stuff.
Never
like,
be a made man.
I'd be a made man. And I'm charismatic enough. I think I could make friends. I think I work myself up the thing. And we sat and we talked about it for a while. And then I think eventually we settled on like, no, because from everything we've seen on movies, it looks
you
dangerous.
You know, with a bullet in the head, right? Yeah.
So, we settled on just movies have told us that it's not wise.
I just see you showing up in like a sports coat and a fedora. Like, all right, boss. Like, what the fuck are you wearing?
It's construction, you dickhead. You wear some jeans and put on
mafia. It's a real construction job. Yeah,
you're going to be fucking installing toilets.
That's fucking racist, dude.
Andy committed suicide last night with tinsel. Andy came up his ass because he felt embarrassed.
He hit himself with some sausage links from the deli.
Yeah, this is not pudding from Albert Einstein. That's funny when he shoves what I'm assuming is cum into the Grinch's mouth. The Grinch has a great speech after getting handed the, oh God, I can't even remember. Anyway, the car blowing up was very funny. The little car when it crashes and then has the biggest explosion, blows up Whoville.
Yeah.
And then like he just jumps away from it. That was fucking hilarious. I was laughing my ass off. Jim Carrey is fantastic. I wrote that down. If his heart was two sizes too small and grew three sizes that day, his heart is now one size too big, which is bad. That's heart disease.
That's very bad. You can't have very bad.
Well, I mean, look at him. Obviously, he's defective. He has an enlarged heart, and I'd be like, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. He's got an enlarged heart. He's going to need surgery. We need you to go down.
He needs who surgery?
Grinch, I'm so sorry. We're going to need you to walk in there and shoot this cat in the head. We need you to go down one size.
We need to get this guy to the hospital. The emergency room.
You think their favorite show? It's Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Oh God.
Oh, we've gone too far.
How bad do you suppose that outfit smelled?
Oh, the Grinch, like Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
I
92 days.
Yeah. Every.
And he was
superhero,
wearing it all day, wasn't he?
What?
Wasn't he wearing it all day during
all
filming?
All day, 92 yeah. days.
Well, he took it off.
No, because it took
every
like
day
8 hours
from morning to night, 92 days.
Like eight
well,
to 10
night.
Hours to get the makeup on.
But yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. He didn't wear it for 92
no,
consecutive
but they didn't
days.
Put new yak hair. New yak hair every day either.
Yeah.
They put it back on.
Yeah.
It's yak hair. It's got to stay.
Interesting.
Everybody's last name is Who, right?
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who.
Everybody's a Who, though.
No, but Lou Who.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have certain surnames?
Yeah, so like, for instance, there's the...
Andy Ray Who, fucking... Johnny
yeah,
Yoo-hoo.
Andy Rice Who.
Andy Rice Who, yeah.
Or would it be Shipley Who? No, I like your I like Ray Who or Ship Who. Ship Who? You'd be Ship Who.
Ship
Who. Ship Who. You'd be Ship Who.
Na 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 na. Ship Who off to Boston.
LARP Who? LARP, no, I'm not just saying poo. Because I said shit poo.
Rye poo.
Now I'm like, it's lar poo.
I smell
bear poo.
I smell a sequel, all the poos down at Pooville.
Pooville. Just a microscopic community on a piece of shit this is like floating be the, down a sewer.
This is going to be the Terrifier of Christmas animated movies. Yes. Fucking Steve committed poo aside last night.
Has no one, honestly, has no one made a Pooville?
I don't know.
Parody.
All the who's, all the poos down at Pooville.
That's so
Pooville.
Great.
Poo.
So, thanks for the help, Lou, says the Grinch. And Lou is Cindy Lou Who's father. So he's Lou Lou Who. Or he's Lou Who, and your name, and if you're a woman in this society, you take on your father's first and last name as your last name. Until you get married.
Okay. A little town on a speck of fecal matter located on a clover where creatures such as poos are always pooping. Discovered by the great elephant Wharton.
No, it's a real Zeus thing?
I don't know. It's somebody wrote
oh,
it.
Oh, God. So I was like, Wharton found this?
I love the internet.
He's selling a mug that says Pooville.
I saw a thing. You know, like Google, when you Google something, there's like a Google AI that kind of like helps you like answer a vague question. And somebody asked if Slenderman has a brother. And so the Google AI went searching if he has a brother and it found a Reddit post. And it answered with, it just a Reddit post, like a fan fiction of Slenderman. And it found, yes, Slenderman has a gay brother and his name is I Like Menderman.
My favorite part about that is I don't think you could say Slender Man without sounding like a Jewish grandfather. Because every time you say, yeah, he's a real Slender Man.
Slender Man, but.
You had like a bit
he's
of
Slender
a.
Slender Man, eh?
Yeah. but what my point was is that when he, well, first off, I my new point was, I think this is a Handmaid's Tale society. You missed it because you were looking up. But his name is Lou Who. Cindy Lou Who. Which means that if you're a female who, you take your father's last name and first name as your surname until you get married. And then you become Mary Lou Who, or whatever, which is her husband's name and his last name, or the surname of who. So, I'm just saying.
That's why they do the key parties, figure out who's...
Who's who.
Who's who.
but another point is, the Grinch, I think, we don't see this much, but we do see him spying on the town, but he spies on them a lot more than we know. Because at the end, at the very end, when everyone's sort of turning against the Grinch, and then Cindy's father stands up for her and says, like, stop, or whatever. The Grinch pulls up, he's like, thanks for the help, Lou. Says his name. Doesn't say who or anything.
They went to school together when they were kids.
No. Did the...
Yeah,
they didn't really touch on the dad being there, but they all knew each other because they were in school.
There's
why he went
three
to...
ages of who's. Yeah. I think it's on purpose. I think it's like cicadas. Yeah. I think every 30 something years you get a new batch of who's because you have the old ladies and there was that's one gen.
Yeah.
But then almost every other person went
parent
to school
age,
with the
right.
Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all that age.
Parent age, right, yeah.
And all then, parent. But like they're all the same parent age because they're all literally went to school together age. And then you have children and they're all the same shit.
Yeah, no babies. They're all
no babies. Yeah. So, but then the tiny people throw things off. I think that maybe the tiny people
are the babies.
Or, oh, geez, they're driving cars and stuff. No, I think the tiny people are the only ones that have, you know, what are we, fucking? This doesn't make any sense. I gave this movie a C-. It was,
generous.
When I was generous, younger, yeah. I would have given it a higher score because I really liked Jim Carrey's performance.
Does it go up or down based on the knowing it's microscopic now?
Actually, it stays the same. If I was going to lower it, the more shit we were talking about it, but then, so if anything, it raised it. Because I think the idea that they're microscopic is pretty fun. Horton hears a who makes a lot more sense now. So his big ears can pick up microscopic who's.
Yeah.
But the idea that they live on a snowflake.
Even the image from Horton hears a who, they show him sitting on his ear.
Yeah. Wait, and they live in like the pollen of the little dandelion or whatever the little flower is.
In what?
In the Horton hears a who.
So the snowflake landed on the flower. We have a canonical entire history of their world.
Well, some of them we don't
some
know.
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, some who's live on the. It's not the same who's.
You think there's like the homeless who
homeless
and they do like they smoke hashish and.
Whoville is on a snowflake. We don't know
so
where the
glad
other
you're
who's
here.
Are.
And they drink alcohol.
Because I have to keep this pod moving, and I'm so glad there's someone thinking of who puns over to my left here. Because that's all I want right
now.
Just
thinking of terrible adult things, but then just making it cute who stuff.
We got a real who. Oh god, it's hard to say heroin as a who.
Hoorin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't work.
Yeah, there's just homeless doing hoorin on the streets.
Yeah,
smoking just fentanyl. There's no pun for fentanyl. They're just who's doing fentanyl.
Just fentanyl.
We don't joke about fentanyl.
That's yeah, they have illegal migrants in Whoville. Yeah. From Mexico.
Illegal hooligans.
They somehow, hey, we shrinked ourselves. We still got fentanyl.
Yeah, they go to the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie.
Yeah.
To get drunk.
Actually, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids would still be giants to these people. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't be perceptive to them. Like, they
you
would.
Can't. That's part of the thing, part of the lore.
So here's something crazy. Animals, the smaller you get and the smaller creatures get, the shorter their lifespans and the more they live in those in that time, right? So it's like Whoville's being microscopic. I would imagine their entire
existence
is from the snowfall
they hit the
snowflake
ground.
Falling. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I wonder if they do have gods like the prophet Muhammad.
You can't show pictures.
You can't show
Muhammad.
Pictures of the prophet Muhammad.
The prophet Muhammad. But I do like that. I would say that yeah, Snowflake is born with some who's on it. They create they learn tools. There's dinosaurs.
Who's
who's can't just say who for everything.
There's maybe some that don't like believe in the living in the societal thing. They live in the woods and they're hoodists.
So is there that would mean they have Weezus?
Weezus.
Instead of Jesus.
Who's this? Oh, who's yeah. This? Jesus.
No, they don't believe in Jesus at all. He wasn't a prophet.
They believe in Hoos.
We're all about who, Mom.
Hoos. And Hera. Hoos.
Hoos and Hera.
Yeah. Hera hears a hoos.
You think their owls say what instead of who?
All you need to know about the all you need to know about the quality of this movie is how far off track we've gotten on this movie. It tells you all you need to know about how good this movie is.
We just
want
to say terrible things with who.
Yeah. See, I enjoy this movie.
So what do you give it?
We watch it every year. My kids watch it every year. Like my 5-year-old woke up when I was watching it and I brought him out on the couch and he's like, start it over. And I was like 10 minutes in. So I was like, all right, whatever. I started it over. I passed out.
You're like, no.
So do you pass out before or after
learn
the
murder? Learn to come when the movie's on time.
After the murder. I learned to start coming on time.
Okay, little boy, you've seen enough murder now. You keep watching. I'm going to sleep.
When I woke up, he was watching it again this morning. So, yeah, like now he's probably watching it all day today. So thanks, Andy.
You know, it's that
Christmas
time.
It could be Frozen.
Spirit.
I hope he doesn't live up to be like the Grinch, because basically he's committing a Whom invasion.
I hope not.
Yeah, but he is also curing world hunger. So
Hunger?
I was about to say Hooger. Hunger, but I did. I stopped myself.
I'm in the fucking zone, dude.
But I got to say, set design, costumes, all that
stuff.
All
that's great.
It's fantastic.
They filmed a lot of that in
Universal, right?
Yeah, Universal, but then also Pomona, downtown Pomona. They turned that
Universal.
Downtown district.
The largest set ever constructed for a film at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't. I'm not saying they filmed most of it Universal. I'm just saying there was one or two segments of Whoville, like when they did that, some of those parts that they built in, that they used downtown Pomona for. For shots, because it has a really nice downtown area. Now, we were talking about, you guys, give me your ratings, because there's...
D-.
Okay.
I'll give it a C-, 3 who's.
Okay.
Mine's all just based on Carrie.
Yeah. Well, Carrie was great.
Carrie carried it.
He carried it, for sure. Yeah. But I give it a C+.
Okay, great. C plus, C minus, C minus.
It's not my favorite Grinch iteration. It's fun.
Actually, I want to see the newer one, the animated
Illumination.
It's great.
It's pretty funny. It's hilarious. I like the. It's because it's animated. They can show a lot more
murder,
cool, like a lot more murder.
homicide.
But since we're on the subject of Dr. Seuss, we might not cover this again on the podcast. So
might not have any more Dr. Seuss. Yeah.
So that being said, my biggest recommendation is absolutely go on Netflix if you are at all a fan of Dr. Seuss and watch Green Eggs and Ham. It is one of the greatest Seuss interpretations ever. And I say that meaning that it doesn't follow the book at all. The book is, of course, you have Sam I Am, who's trying to get this guy to eat green eggs and ham, and I will not eat them. Sam, I am. I will not eat green eggs and ham. Right?
Aren't they like going on adventures?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So what? No, well, it's like I will not eat them on a boat. I will not eat them with
the
goat.
Not the book. I know the book. I know the book well. I read it to my kid nightly for.
So
years.
No, but the
700 times. Right?
Yeah. So in the
well, since he's canceled and he's dead,
who?
Dr. Seuss.
Well, let me real quick. He is canceled and dead. What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, why don't you make like Fred Wright's stoner versions of Dr. Seuss books? Would you smoke it in a bong?
I'm sure they've done that. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'd get sued because the Seuss family is
gonna get
very
litigious.
You're
gonna get hooed.
Get sued. But the Green Eggs and Ham, dude, it's so good. It's you have the man who I forget his name, but his Sam I Am is played by Adam Devine, and he
from Workaholics, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
And so he loves green eggs and ham, and he really wants this guy to try it. But that's not the focal point of the show. They are trying to smuggle this exotic Seuss, like Seuss-style animal places, whatever, and the government's kind of trying to get him. It is. So it's a road trip, buddy comedy. Like, it's a whole season. So it's like a season show. There's like 10 episodes. They're all 20-something minutes. It's from the beginning to end, and I think it's Michael Douglas plays the guy, and it's Adam Devine is the other guy.
What is this rated?
Yeah, I think it's like PG.
It's for kids. Yeah,
it's for G. It's kids enough,
yeah,
but
it's not G.
I think it might be PG. There not might
really.
Be some.
I'm such a huge Workaholics fan.
Yeah,
and it's just like them putting him in that. I think to the first time I watched Workaholics, the first episode, and they trade kids. For their piss, for clean piss, for their drug test, and they're like trying to give it to it in a Ziploc bag through the fence, and they see a cop coming, and the bag just rips open.
Yeah,
like put him in Green Eggs.
That was filmed in Rancho Cucamonga near where I was, where I lived. That house, you could drive by it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do.
Yeah, which I'm sure the family that lives there now loves.
I think they still own the house.
Do they?
Yeah, but I don't think that. Obviously, they don't live there. They fucking live in mansions now. But
of course.
I think they own that house. And I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just really bummed they're not getting the movie.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, that was our Workaholics segment. With this has been our Christmas episode.
Workaholics.
Workaholics. Hoo-a-holics. Hookaholics.
See, we're right back on track, baby.
Yeah. With me, as always, is Austin. He walked 10 seconds from my murder room to the living room to be here today, Farrell.
Adolf Hootler.
With us as always is Michael, the one that looks the most like an actual who of all of us, Larson.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
Hool Satan.
It's Brennan. I saw Brennan kiss it Santa Claus. What was the other one we had?
Brennan got run over by a who
on the who night of the who Christmas Eve. Shipley up to Boston.
And I sued that who and made lots of money.
You hooed that who.
That who.
And I have been your hoost, Andy Rice. This has been Fried Rice, Hootcast. And
we've been hooed.
We've been who.
We are the best Hootcast.
We've been who. We've been who. We've been who cast.
It's a Fried Rice Christmas, and I've invited everyone
Grab a pipe, a bong, a joint, and all have ourselves some fun. It's a fried rice Christmas, and Andy's really high. He's gonna go on a tangent soon. The guys are standing by. It's a fried rice Christmas. Let's all smoke some pot. We love all of our listeners. You all mean a lot. It's a fried rice Christmas. Oh.